With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At this hour, we still do not have confirmation from Southern California. We do know this. Two elderly people have been found dead in a home owned by actor-director Rob Reiner. There's no word on the identities of the dead. One source says two elderly people were found stabbed to death. Hamas confirming the death of a top commander in Gaza. Bernie Bennett reports.
The Hamas statement describes Saad as the commander of its military manufacturing unit. Israel has described him as the architect of the October 7th, 2023 attack that sparked the war in Gaza and asserted that he had been, quote, engaged in rebuilding the terrorist organization in violation of the ceasefire that took effect 2 months ago. Israel said it killed Saad after an explosive device detonated and wounded two soldiers in the territory south. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Talks continue between U.S. and Ukrainian officials.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. envoys are in Berlin for another round of talks intended to secure a deal to end the war. U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner are expected to hold a series of meetings. President Zelensky said that Ukrainian, U.S. and European officials will also be meeting in Berlin in the coming days. For months, Washington has been trying to balance the demands of both sides as Trump pushes for a quick end to the war in Ukraine and grows increasingly frustrated by delays. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Major weekend storm dumping heavy snow in the northeast, causing flight delays and creating slick roads. Storm dropped several inches of snow in and around the New York and New Jersey metro area. Light snow fell over parts of New England. Elsewhere, bitterly cold air sweeping south from Canada, making Sunday the coldest morning of the season in several states. This is SRN News. A new analysis on communism and faith.
Radical Islam is perhaps the greatest threat to the safety of Christians around the globe, but communist governments are a big problem too. International Christian Concern has released a report that concludes the five biggest communist regimes are cracking down on believers more than ever, beginning with China. Repression is also growing in North Korea, Cuba, Vietnam, and Laos. There may be as many as 100 million Christians in China alone. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christianity continues to wane in the United Kingdom. In 2020, the Christian share of the UK population less than half, while the share of religiously unaffiliated increased to 40%. And now there are reports of people turning to ancient British history, folklore, nature as sources of spiritual nourishment. Latest census puts the number of officially declared pagans in the UK at more than 100,000. This is SRN News. Education Secretary Linda McMahon.
We have about $1.7 trillion of student debt, and I think that's unconscionable. The rates at universities are so high, and part of what we are hoping to do as part of the president's administration is to start getting these costs down.
And she says the administration is considering rather creative ways to solve this issue.
Secretary Bessent and I really have talked about is how to restructure with more of the private sector involvement for lending to students. This should not be, a program that's really on the backs of taxpayers full time.
A leading candidate to be President Trump's choice for Federal Reserve Chair says he would, for their consideration, he would also reject them if they choose while making decisions on interest rates. Kevin Hassett's comments come as Mr. Trump is reportedly in final interviews for potential replacements. More details, srnnews.com.